The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
It is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show on the Aggie Sports Network. Dave McCurley along with Alex Bauman sitting in for Jeremy Law tonight as it's Aggies and Tigers for the third time, Bauman.
It's pretty poetic how we started the season, how we end the season. We started with Childersburg and Sylacauga. We're ending it that way, and we're color commentator and play-by-play in the different network, but same group.
Yeah, and you know what? It's absolutely a pleasure to be with Alex and to call these games. Now, the first two meetings from these two teams was not too competitive, but I think the Tigers might have a little more at hand tonight in the fact that it's senior night, and that means a little more, and boy, what a girls' game we just witnessed.
That was a pretty good girls' game, down to the wire. A few key turnovers and missed layups from Sylacauga costed them in that game. But when these teams play, regardless of the record is, you got to throw it out the window. And tonight it's going to be a defensive slugfest between these two teams.
No doubt about it. And, of course, we'll have all of the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show, plus your starting lineups and your opening tip as senior night presentations going on right now here at Childersburg. They're almost done with that, and we're going to get going. But we're going to step aside and take a timeout. When we come back, Alex Bauman will have his keys to the game for these Sylacauga Aggies. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Ruth's Cafe at the Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the Wright tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Went by Wright Tire yesterday and got a quote on some tires. Got to have some new treads, Alex, for the old pick-em-up truck. And they'll take care of you over there at Wright Tire and Service. Hey, you were part of both of these games with Childersburg, either with me on either network. What do you think the third time around will be? Does Sylacauga shoot lights out like they did in the county tournament, or do you think Childersburg may play a little better defense?
Either way, this is going to be a defensive battle. It's going to come down to who can handle the defensive pressure. In their first matchup in the first game of the season, it was close in that, at the end of the first half, but in that second half, Sylacauga's defense tightened up on Childersburg, and Childersburg continued to go into the isolation, taking poor contested jump shots, and ended up letting Sylacauga run away with that game. In their most recent matchup, Sylacauga shot the three ball very, very well. Jordan Roberson led the way, shooting 7 for 11 from the three-point line. And right now, Sylacauga has been heating up from the three-point line after starting Christmas break pretty cold.
Have you ever seen anybody shoot 7-11 other than Steph Curry?
There's a few, but Jordan Roberson takes the cake on that one.
Yeah. Now, your keys for Sylacauga tonight. Obviously, Childersburg wants to push the basketball a little bit. So does Sylacauga. But to me, the key for either one of these two teams is rebounding tonight.
That's going to be one of the keys for both teams, is rebounding the ball. Sylacauga has struggled rebounding the ball in the absence of Josh Spear. Aiden Crow has got to do better on the glass. You got to have the guards continue to crash the basket if you're going to out-rebound a team like Childersburg, who's going to send everybody to the basket when a shot goes up on both ends of the court. You're going to have to box out, locate somebody, and make sure you're not just letting big men have uncontested layups at the rim.
Go ahead.
Other keys are going to be shooting the ball well for Sylacauga. They're on a hot streak right now, but that can stop at any time. They've been known to go on cold streaks throughout this season, but the way they're shooting the ball right now, you got to continue that hot streak. Get guys like Jordan Roberson, C.J. Franklin, Corbin Patterson, and Eric O'Neal involved from the three-point line. Childersburg has been known to go on cold streaks, cold runs throughout games, so if you're able to keep them from shooting the three ball or just jump shots well, that'll be good for Sylacauga. And you also got to limit the turnovers if you're the Aggies. Childersburg prides himself on playing defense, turning you over, getting out and running, just like the Aggies like to do. So you got to take care of the basketball, handle the defensive pressure from the Tigers, and get out and run.
I got to tell you, calling Childersburg the way I do each and every ball game, one thing that I think Sylacauga must do with their guards is Sylacauga has got to stay out of foul trouble, because these guards for Childersburg are for real. Tay Fairman and Scoop, Seneca Sheely can shoot the basketball when they get on a roll. Even T.D. Smith, these guys want to shoot the basketball. They want to control the tempo. If C.J. Franklin and Jordan Roberson get in any kind of foul trouble early, could be a different story. We'll have to wait and see. But Coach Joel Jones, how can you not like what he's done at 23-3 on the year?
And this team is so talented, one of the most talented teams I've ever seen in my time playing and now calling high school basketball. A lot of talented players that I think have a bright future in this sport.
And not only are they 23-3, but they're 5-1 finishing the area. They were regular season area champs, so they're going to be hosting their area tournament starting on Monday. We'll talk about that a little bit later as we get into halftime. Let's take another timeout, and that'll do it for our Star Physical Therapy tip-off show, and we'll be back with more as we get set for the starting lineups and your tip in about 4.5 minutes. It is Sylacauga and Childersburg on the Aggie Sports Network, the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network right here. You're listening to it on Mix 106.5.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Where you belong.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
This is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back to the Aggie Sports Network, and I am not Jeremy Law. I'm not wealthy enough to be him. And before I get to Alex giving our starting lineups, let's step aside 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2 Stuartville, Sylacauga, Childersburg, home of the Sylacauga Aggies on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to courtside here at the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Dave McCurley along with Alex Bauman. And we're going to try to keep our heads in this because I'm telling you, it got loud at the end of that girls' game. Alex Bauman, he's got our starting lineups for both of these teams. Take it away, my man.
For the Childersburg Tigers, juniors number 0, Seneca Shealy. Number 4, Brandon Calhoun, junior. Junior number 11, Tay Fairman. Junior number 12, Devin Williams, and junior number 14, Davius Duke Fairman. For the Sylacauga Aggies, senior number 0, Jordan Roberson, senior number 1, Aiden Crow, senior number 2, Corbin Patterson, junior number 5, CJ Franklin, and for the first time this season, junior number 24, Tristan Whetstone gets the start.
Yep. That is your starting lineups for both teams. We're just about set to get things underway. You know, one thing I'm going to say about, we talked about the great job that Joel Jones has done and being the voice of Childersburg. I got to tell you, every year, Johnny Johnson schedules the Ramseys, the Sylacaugas, the, you know, the Benjamin Russells early in the season, and they may be 6-5 toward Christmas time, but they end up winning 20 games just about every year. They're 16-12. They played a lot of bigger schools this year, so, you know, they're going to have a successful season regardless of how this game ends up tonight. But I will tell you this, they got a lot of returning people coming back next year with a couple of eighth graders that are pretty good.
I always compare when coaches play difficult schedules early into the season to what Alabama and Auburn have consistently done under yeah. Bruce Pearl and Nate Oates is they schedule the Creightons, the Purdues, this year North Carolina and Duke. They play the difficult opponents early in the season to figure out what your team is like, how they mesh, how they handle the pressure, how they battle back against difficult opponents. And these teams, Sylacauga and Childersburg, have consistently done it. While for Childersburg, they haven't always ended up in wins, they've learned a lot about their players, how mentally tough they are, and how physically strong they are.
Real quick, I want to ask you, who's Alabama got this weekend?
I don't even know. It's always up. I think it's Georgia, actually. It's
I think
Georgia.
You're right. You know, they got a big win last night on the road at Mississippi State. Close game. And they did well down the stretch to keep from turning that basketball over. They're still just one game behind the Auburn Tigers. I think Alabama 7-1, Auburn 7-0, and Auburn will be at Ole Miss Saturday. You can hear that game over on our sister station, Kix 100.3, airtime at 12:30, tip-off at 1 o'clock. About ready to get going here. And so I guess our public address announcer has, Tristan Whetstone is wearing 20 tonight in the home uniform. He's 24, so.
Like to play tricks on us.
Well, I certainly didn't do that to Shaddix Murphy here. It'll be Aiden Crow jumping it against Duke Fairman. And they kind of psyched him out with a fake toss there, but Sylacauga is going to control the opening tip. Here's Corbin Patterson working against Seneca Sheely. He'll give it off to Jordan Roberson. He's got Devin Williams on him, and after that shooting performance last week, Devin will be close. Here's a running floater that time by C.J. Franklin. Gets it to go in the middle of the lane, and the Aggies get on the board first.
That'll be there all night for Sylacauga. Set those ball screens, make the low post man either pick you up or play the roller, and right there they play the roller.
Brandon Calhoun working against Whetstone. He'll give it off to Tay Fairman, who will try a three. That's off. No good. It'll go out of bounds off of Childersburg. It'll be Aggie basketball. And you and I talked off air. Boy, Joel Jones looks like he's going to an Easter party, doesn't he? I love it.
I love his game day outfits every time he comes out on the court. It's something.
I'll get you to explain that attire here in just a minute. Here's Corbin Patterson going in the lane. He can't get the shot to go. Rebound controlled by Brandon Calhoun. Here comes Tay Fairman. He'll get it off to Seneca Sheely. To Calhoun, a little roll around the top. Devin Williams trying to get down low. He's cut off there by Jordan Roberson. Tay gets it to Seneca. He'll get a good look from three off the back iron. No good. Good rebound by the Aggies. C.J. Franklin. Here come the Aggies down the floor. Franklin, he'll give it off to Corbin, and Corbin will now back it out and set up a play for Coach Joel Jones. Working against Seneca Sheely, backs up, step back three, no good, off the mark. C.J. gets the tip on the rebound, and his 12-foot shot is good, and the Aggies with a 4-0 lead.
All that because Tristan Whetstone is battling down low, who with three Childersburg around him is able to tap the ball out to C.J. Franklin for an open mid-range.
Tay Fairman will give it up to Devin Williams. Devin, back to Tay. Looking at this man-to-man defense employed by the Aggies, and very sticky. Aiden Crow all over Duke Fairman. He gets a five-second call, and that gets an applause from Joel Jones. Turnover on the Tigers' part, and the Aggies look to increase on a 4-0 lead.
Big no-no there from Duke Fairman. He didn't square face the goal. He had his back to the basket the entire time. Easy for Aiden Crow to defend that.
Yeah, and he could have dribbled the ball. He never did dribble it. 5:40 to go first quarter. Aggies with a 4-0 lead. They'll throw it inside to Aiden, give it back to Whetstone. His shot blocked nicely by Duke Fairman. No foul on the play, but it will be Aggie basketball underneath their own. C.J. will trigger it in. Or no, now they'll change. And Jordan will trigger it in. They start the clock. He's got to get it in. He does. They'll go back to Jordan in the corner. Open three. In and out. No good. Rebound to the Tigers, Tay Fairman. Here he comes. He's going to go downhill with it. Going to go up. Shot good. And the foul. That was a tough shot right there. And let's see who they get on this foul. That's going to be on, is that on Whetstone?
Whetstone, yes. This was an issue Tuesday night against Talladega, where Sylacauga struggled to pick up the ball handler before he got at the free throw line. If you do that in basketball, the ball handler is going to have one step on you and an easy layup, just like Tay Fairman did right there.
And I'll tell you one thing, calling Childersburg the way I do, if Johnny Johnson sees that, he'll spread that lane out and he'll have Tay going down it every time. CJ gets it to Aiden Crow. Back to CJ, baseline drive. He'll get a man up in the air. Goes up for the shot, can't get it to go. Here comes Seneca Sheely. He'll roll down the lane, turn around over his defender. Good. And he gets it to go over Corbin Patterson. We're tied at four.
Tough shot, but again, Silicaga just lets him get his way down to the basket and is able to create his own spin jumper.
CJ got away, I think, with a push. Now they're going to call a handshake. I believe this may go against Brandon Calhoun. They could get one of two people. It will actually go against Tate Fairman. And Silicaga will inbound it underneath their own basket again. Inbounds to Crow, working against Brandon. Up under, he got him up underneath the basket. Couldn't do anything with it. Crow gets his own rebound, though, and has it stolen away. And Silicaga takes it right back. Long three-pointer, in and out, no good. And Childersburg will get the rebound. That three-pointer off CJ's hand.
Twice Aiden Crow had the ball above his head with a huge height advantage and brought it down and dribbled it and let the Childersburg defense crowd him for the layup.
There's another opportunity that Tate Fairman is going to go down the lane. His shot was blocked nicely by CJ, but I believe CJ got him with the body. They'll get Franklin for his first foul. And Tate Fairman will go back to the free throw line with a chance to give Chillsburg their first lead. And he does.
Silicaga has to figure out a way to stop the ball handler before they can get that close to the basket. Childersburg is not the greatest three-point shooting team in the world, but if you let them get that close to the basket, they're going to outmuscle you at the rim.
They love going downhill. Fairman 2 of 2, and Childersburg holds a bucket advantage. And I believe, is this, that's Gabe Harrell in the game, isn't it?
That is.
It is. He's in there, I think, for CJ. They get it down underneath to Tristan Whetstone. His shot partially blocked by Brandon Calhoun. Aggies wanted a foul there, and I thought they probably should have had one. Here's Tate Fairman spinning on Harrell in the lane. Nicely blocked by Aiden Crow, who come over to give defensive help. And the Aggies will have it again. Harrell, right wing. He'll back it out now, close to the timeline. He'll give it off to Corbin Patterson, working against Devin Williams, lost control of the ball. Now they'll find Gabe Harrell on the baseline. Nice dish inside to Tristan Whetstone, and he's going to get rewarded with a couple of free throws. Is either going to be Torrey Wells, or I believe they're going to get Brandon Calhoun. Could have been on either one of them, and Tristan, the junior, will get a chance to try and tie this game up from the charity stripe.
The difference there is Tristan Whetstone caught the interior pass from Gabe Harrell, didn't bring it down, kept it above his head, attacked the defense, and got fouled. If he would have brought that ball down, Childersburg would have been all over it, and we'd be on the other end right now.
Tristan Whetstone starting tonight in place of Eric O'Neill. Still without the services of Josh Speer. And Whetstone gets one of two, one-point Tiger lead. Here's Brandon Calhoun, left wing, down in the middle to, Devin Williams had it and spun right out on him. Boy, I thought that thing was going in, didn't you?
Just the unluckiest roll I've seen in a minute.
The Aggies get in the middle of the lane, and Jordan Roberson can't get it to go, but he taps it back out. Aiden Crow, now the Aggies will set it up. Corbin Patterson goes by Aiden, or Devontae Fairman, and gives a nice dish to Whetstone. That's what Corbin Patterson can do, and Whetstone lays it in.
Corbin Patterson's one of the best interior passers I've seen in a long time for high school basketball.
Taken away from Devin Williams. Here comes Jordan Roberson. His layup over two Tigers is good, and the Aggies push it out to a three-point lead. 9-6. Tate Trust to check in for Childersburg at the next whistle, along with T.D. Smith. Couple of seniors on senior night for Koshiani Johnson. Here's Tate Fairman, middle of the lane. That's going to be a reach-in foul on Gabe Harrell. As one of my favorite people in the world right in front of us right now, Kenny Funderburk, one of the best county officers there is. He's the resource officer here at Childersburg High School, and just an absolute. He's been awarded with so many awards for Policeman of the Year. I mean, just a great man. Here's Tate Fairman with the basketball. No shots on that. So Childersburg will have it. Here's Seneca Sheely. He'll try to go by Whetstone. Nice job of cutting him off by Tristan. They'll kick it back out, and Tate Fairman with 2:08 to go in the first quarter will set up another play. Aggies by three. Tate gets down underneath, gets in trouble, gets it to Tate Trust. His shot up and no good. He hits the floor, No call. Here come the Aggies with it. Corbin Patterson back out, and they'll set it up with Gabe Harrell. 1:45 to go until second quarter action. And that one, Harrell tried to get it to Tristan Whetstone, and I think there was just too much traffic in there, and the Aggies are going to turn it over.
Way too much traffic for that interior pass. Gabe Harrell, if he's looking for it, had a wide-open floater. That's about the third or fourth time Sylacauga has attacked that middle of the defense for a wide-open floater.
You know, when these two played a week ago in the county championship, and there's a jump shot from the free throw line for Brandon Calhoun, gets it to go, 1 point Aggie lead. I was going to say, when they played a week ago, it was the outside shooting of the Aggies that really propelled them a big lead to begin with.
You can already tell, though, Childersburg is clamping down on those outside shooters.
They get an open look with Harrell. He can't get it to go. Here comes Seneca Sheely quickly down the floor. Little floater in the lane. Good. And Childersburg retakes the lead at 10-9. Yeah, you can tell that they're pushing out on those sharpshooters tonight.
Not going to let the three-point line beat them. They know the way Sylacauga's been playing these past couple of games, they cannot give him open looks at the rim.
Harrell beats Trey Tay Truss down the floor and gets it to go. Of nice move by the senior Gabe Harrell.
That's been their all first quarter for the Aggies. Continued open floaters. They're clamping down on the three-point shooters. They're stopping the interior passes, leaving you one-on-one. If you can beat the guy off the dribble, you'll have an easy floater or even layup at the basket.
Looks like Coach Johnny Johnson wants to hold this thing for one shot. 15 seconds in the quarter now. 11-10. The Aggies lead it over Childersburg. Tigers trying to retake the lead as we end the first quarter. They'll get it outside to Brandon Calhoun. His drive to the goal, right to the bucket, and lays it in. Coach Joel Jones will not like that. And we are at the end of one quarter of play. Slimmest of leads for the Childersburg Tigers. 12-11. We'll step aside and pay a few bills. We'll be back on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla hawaiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Welcome back to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Dave McCurley along with Alex Bauman. Always have fun when I'm with the Bow Wow, and Childersburg will get it to start the second quarter, and they have a one-point lead over the Aggies.
Both teams did an outstanding job taking care of the basketball in that first quarter, handling the pressure.
Tay Fairman went down the lane, couldn't get it to go, but somehow he got his own rebound. Did we just take it away from each other? it looked like both Aggies in Corbin Patterson and Aiden Groh had to rebound, and I don't know if they just thought one was going to get it and the other was. So Tay said, thank you very much, I'll take it. And he's going to go to the free throw line. Who was that foul on?
Aiden Groh.
So Coach Johnny Johnson will get Devin Williams back in there to spell Tay Truss. So all of the Tiger starters on the floor with the exception of Duke Fairman. He's being replaced right now by T.D. Smith, who gets that rebound. He's going to go up, and that's going to be a foul on Sylacauga. And right now, the Aggies are not doing their job on the boards.
It's been a struggle since Josh Spear went out. The Clay Central game, the Talladega, both those games, Childersburg. The only outlier was really Shelby County, but they have struggled on the defensive glass to keep teams from getting second-chance baskets. It's been an issue Coach Jones has been wanting to address.
Who was that foul on? I didn't see who they called that on. I believe it was on Could have been on Eric O'Neill, who's in the game.
It was on Eric O'Neill.
And T.D. Smith hits his first free throw. He'll get one more. And he misses that one. And Aiden Crow with a rebound. You know, Eric was, I think, disciplined a little bit tonight, but he's back in there now. Nothing major. But here's Sam on the basketball working against what would be two Tigers. And they're going to get him down low and get. I thought they were going to call that on Brandon Calhoun. They actually called an offensive foul on C.J. Franklin there.
C.J. Franklin, that's not Silicaga offense. You're going one-on-one with one of the best defenders on Childersburg. You've got to get into your offensive sets if you're going to play the Tigers this way.
Seneca Sheely, his shot was blocked by Eric O'Neill nicely, and then the Aggies go right and throw it away. Well, something happened. Is that C.J.?
Eric.
No, that's Eric O'Neill. Something happened to Eric O'Neill. He is grimacing in pain, and they'll get
no. His arm, his wrist.
And I know athletic Chad Wilkinson down there, also Todd Malone, a group of people around him as well as our girls coach, and he'll go straight to the locker room. Boy, we got a he's an integral part. Just had come into the game, and so I think this is going to be Childersburg basketball as they'll get Tristan Whetstone back in there again. But you mentioned, you talk about C.J. Franklin when he went down and he got that offense foul. Correct me if I'm wrong, that's two fouls on C.J.
That's two fouls on C.J. Franklin. I mean, this bench for Silicaga is getting shorter and shorter. Prayers up for Eric O'Neill.
Seneca Sheely gets by C.J. Franklin and then cannot hit the shot. Good job by Tristan Whetstone getting a rebound there, and that's going to be a foul on Devin Williams of Childersburg. 14-11. Childersburg with a three-point lead, 6:50 to go until halftime. Dave McCurley, Alex Bowman-William on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. This time, CJ took him all, or excuse me, that's Corbin. Patterson took, looked like he took, is that Seneca?
Seneca Sheely.
All the way to the goal, got him on a foul. Boy, and he almost got the roll to go in, but Patterson will get two free throws, and he's no good on the first.
I understand that was you had an effective drive to the basket right there, but another possession where the guy that brought the ball up the court dribbled it right to the basket, did not pass, did not run an offensive set.
And the last few games for these Tigers is Corbin Patterson gets it to go on the second. Devontae Fairman and Seneca Sheely both have been trying to keep themselves out of foul trouble. It's been difficult. Here's Devin Williams working against Tristan Whetstone for Childersburg. He'll roll around, give it to Brandon Calhoun. He'll go down against Aiden Crow, and he's going to get the foul. And that foul's going to go against Aiden. I think that's his first foul, isn't it?
It's his second.
Wow. So quickly, the Aggies now have C.J. and Aiden both with two fouls, and they're both still on the floor with 6:25 to go until halftime. Go ahead.
Aiden Crow would not have had the foul there if he slid his feet and beat the man to the spot.
Yep.
He was chasing him to the basket and had to foul him to prevent him from making the easy layup.
He'll hit the bench, and Kenson Threat will come in after the missed free throw from Calhoun. He'll get one more. I'm trying to increase the Tiger lead to three. He does, 15-12, 6:25 to go. And I see the big man getting up off the bench. He didn't play at all the other night for Childersburg. I believe there was some little discipline issues there, but Hezekiah Parker set to check in for Childersburg. C.J. working against T.D. Smith. Now Corbin Patterson will work against Seneca Sheely. Pat will roll around, give it back to C.J. right wing. He'll get a screen from Kenson Threat, won't use it. Now Corbin will go down, kick it back out to Threat, and they'll set it up again. Nice defense from Childersburg, and this time Corbin will go down the lane. They can get either one of those two guards I was talking about. Let's see who they do get. They're going to get Seneca Sheely, and that's two on him, but they call it on the floor. There will be no free throws here. And end of the game, as I mentioned now, will be Hezekiah Parker. He'll get Brandon Calhoun and give him a rest as Coach Gerald Wallace gives him a nice hand coming out. Brandon's played well for Coach Johnson the last three or four games. Here's Jordan Roberson back in there, stepping back, and Devin Williams stepping back with him. He gets him up in the air, gets him in the air, can't get the shot to go, and there's big Hezekiah cleaning up the boards. Here comes Childersburg with a three-point lead, 5.5 minutes to go. Tay Fairman goes right down the lane. That won't make him happy, but he can't hit the layup. And a long three-pointer by Kinson Threed, of all people, in transition. Or is that Jordan? That's Jordan. I thought Kinson was going to take that shot. Jordan Roberson, they left him alone, and he's going to make you pay.
Senior leadership right there. You need a basket. Who do you go to? Your senior leader and Jordan Roberson, and he roards you.
And Hezekiah Parker trying a little jump hook, can't get it to go. 15 all. Here's the Aggies. Nice dish to Tristan Whetstone from Corbin Patterson. Corbin seeing the whole floor right now.
Corbin Patterson is the best passer on the Sylacauga Aggies team. But again, Whetstone catches the pass, doesn't bring the ball down, keeps it above his head, and is able to make the easy layup at the basket.
They take a two-point lead. Seneca Sheely's shot from the right wing goes awry, and the Aggies clear the boards. Here they come. Corbin Patterson gets in the lane, kicks it out. CJ with a drive down the baseline, and that's going to be the third foul on Seneca Sheely, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. And he's mad at himself because he didn't stay on the floor.
That's what's going to happen. You leave the floor, you don't slide your feet defensively. You're going to have to bail yourself out and foul if you're going to stop somebody like CJ Franklin, who is known for his creativity and acrobatics when he goes for layups.
And Childersburg's leading scorer and Scoop Seneca, she will come out of the game, being replaced by Brandon Calhoun. Brandon didn't stay out of the game long. And with 4:26 to go, CJ hits his first. He hits his second, and the Aggies increase their lead to 4. 19-15, 4:25 to go until half. Fairman working against his man. He'll go right by him, and that's going to be a blocking foul. That's on Tristan Whetstone. I thought he had position there on that one.
Looked like he had position to me. Whetstone has been all over the court for Sylacauga. He got the player of the game in their game against Talladega. He's giving Joel Jones some great minutes right now.
And I have not seen, tell me if I'm wrong, Eric O'Neill come back out of the Aggies locker room.
He has not. And that's also two fouls on Tristan Whetstone. So you got three Aggies with two fouls apiece.
And you got a Childersburg Tiger, and their best offensive player was Seneca Sheely with three. Fairman gets one of two and draws the Tigers to within three. Here comes C.J. Franklin with the basketball. He'll roll into the free throw line. Kick it back to Jordan Roberson. Jordan will drive, and being stripped, they're going to call that a jump ball. I thought they had a lot of hand in there and could have been called a foul, but it will stay on this end as the Aggies have the alternate possession. Into the game now for Coach Joel Jones. Trey Wright, he'll give Tristan Whetstone a break with those two fouls. They quickly get out on Jordan. He's back at the timeline now, working against Brandon Cobb. And the Aggies lucky they didn't get a three-second call. CJ rolls around the left side, gives it back to Jordan. And, boy, he did travel, but that was a late call.
Late call. Sylacauga, this offense, it's way too much isolation. Let me try to beat you off the dribble. You're not going to beat Childersburg off the dribble 9 times out of 10.
Correct me if I'm wrong. One three-pointer for the Aggies, and they've tried four?
Four free throws, and you had Whetstone make the layup at the rim off the pass for Corbin Patterson.
So, but they've only had one three-pointer.
Yeah, just one this entire game.
For Jordan. Here's Childersburg now. Tay Fairman with 3.5 minutes to go until intermission. Aggies by three in a low-scoring defensive game. Fairman will pull up from the just inside the arc, and that's no good. They'll let him shoot that all night, and they should. And Jordan will pull up from a little beyond that. He can't get it to go, and, boy, I tell you what, Hezekiah shows you why he's in the game for Childersburg. He rips down that rebound.
Not a huge fan of that shot from Jordan Roberson.
And this time, Hezekiah, big man from the free throw line, and throws it up and gets it to go. The big man gets two for Childersburg, and it's 19-18. CJ working against Tay. Tay's got two fouls, got to be careful. They get it inside, and that was Trey Wright. Couldn't get the shot to go. Childersburg with a rebound. Here come the Tigers with a chance to take the lead.
Good news, Eric O'Neill is at the scorer's table, set to check in.
Hezekiah from just beyond the free throw line. That's not his forte. And the Aggies with a rebound. Here's Roberson, gets a good look at a three. Can't get it to go, and they save it inbounds. And that's a three-pointer for Jordan. He come all the way back around, so now his second three-pointer of the half.
The only Silicaga Aggie to knock down a three-pointer in his basketball game. Has to change if you're going to be a team like Childersburg that's going to make you grind it out.
22-18. Childersburg now with 2:04 to go until halftime. They'll get Tay Truss in at the next whistle. Here's Tay Fairman rolling around, gets in the lane. Skip shot, no good, and they're going to call a jump ball, and that's going to be Tiger basketball on the alternate possession. Truss will get in for Hezekiah. Hezekiah did a good job for Coach Johnson while he was in there. Aggies by four, 22-18, 1:53 to go until halftime. They'll kick it out to Fairman almost at half court. He's got Williams and Calhoun on the left side. He's got T.D. Smith, and who rolls down the lane, gets the shot to go and the foul. Nice little high pick for T.D. Smith, and he rolled down the lane and nobody stopped him.
That's two on Gabe Harrell, so you have four Aggie with two fouls apiece now.
And you know, Coach Joel Jones is just wanting to get to that halftime with none of them picking up that third foul like Seneca Sheely has.
Eric O'Neill back in the game. Appears to have a rack on his pinky, and you're next to that pinky, so
is that on his shooting game,
correct.
Here's Silicaga after a three-point play by a foul on somebody, and CJ took the goal, and now Devontae Fairman has three fouls. Or is that two? How many do you have for Devontae? Two? Okay. I told you they've been in foul trouble a lot of the last games. CJ will go back to the charity stripe where he increases the Aggie lead by two. He'll get one more, 23-21. So you got CJ Franklin, Jordan Roberson, Kenson three, and a miss by CJ there. Also Eric O'Neill in there. And Gabe Harrell. Here's Childersburg with a chance to tie with a two or take the lead with a three. They don't really have a three-point shooter in there with the exception of T.D. Smith, and there is a steal by Jordan Roberson, and he'll just take it right away from Devin Williams and go lay it in. Jordan right now is beating Childersburg single-handedly.
He's got 8 points this quarter. Outside of Whetstone's layup, he's the only Aggie to make a basket.
And there was a trip in there inadvertently, and Jordan will be in transition, hits another three, and just like that, the Aggie lead goes from 4-7.
Jordan Roberson is feeling it right now, man. Three steals, up to 11 points this quarter, and he's something special.
Childersburg turned it over. Tay Truss was trying to go through the lane and got tripped up. No call. And it fell right into the hands of the Aggies. They got it to Roberson, and in transition, he hits another three, his third of the first half. And I guarantee you, that'll be the topic of discussion for two games now for Coach Johnny Johnson and Gerald Wallace and Coach Kirkland to talk about how to defend him. Childersburg will get it to T.D. Smith. He's got to put it up, long three. No good at the half. And we are at intermission, 28-21. Silicaga with a 7-point lead over the Childersburg Tigers. We'll step aside and come back for halftime here on the Aggie Sports Network. You're listening to it brought to you by Coos Pines Federal Credit Union.
Pinata Mexican Grill has Taco Tuesday specials starting at $1.99, plus Michelob Ultra, bottle and draft, only $2.99 all day. La Pinata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at pinatamexicangrill.com.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Myrtle's Anytime Towing is for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, job starts, and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Myrtle's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Myrtle's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at myrtlesanytimetowing.com.
Marble City Plumbing serves Sylacauga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City 256-267-569.
For repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. The best auto repair shop and the best of the Coosa Valley awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Deer Over Deer Hunting, Oak Grove Feed Attack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome back to the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Dave McCurley along with Alex Bauman. 28-21, Sylacauga with a 7-point lead. Before I get to your numbers, Alex, because I don't see how you do it and do color as well. You and KJ are amazing to me. But I got to tell you, it's at this point in those last two games where it was like this at halftime of the first two games, and then Sylacauga just ran away with it in the second half. What does the Aggies have to do that tonight?
They first have to have somebody outside of Jordan Roberson start scoring some baskets. In that second quarter, he was the only Aggie outside of Whetstone with the easy layup at the rim to score a basket. You've got to get players like C.J. Franklin, Eric O'Malley, who's out for the majority of the game with the injury. But he's back, got to get him going, got to get Eden Crow a shot. He is in a basket this game. So you got to get those guys going, and Jordan Roberson cannot be the only guy. Or Childersburg will clamp down on him and make someone else beat him.
So how many points does C.J. Franklin have right now?
C.J.'s up to 7, and then you have Roberson with 13.
And Crow has not scored.
He has not scored.
Really, to me, the guy that's been the unsung hero other than Jordan Roberson has been Tristan Whetstone.
Tristan Whetstone, he has 5 points, and while it's only one rebound, he's done a lot of the dirty work down low, tipping rebounds out to open players, and he's what I would compare to Mo Diabate for Alabama. Mo Diabate, he doesn't have the flashy stats, the flashy plays, but he goes out there, plays hard, gets all the stuff that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. That's what Whetstone is making himself known for Sylacauga.
I think if you're Joel Jones here, one strategy you might want to employ coming out is if Childersburg goes back to a man-to-man defense, really they can't go to zone with Jordan Roberson. I mean, you can't.
He'll shoot you right out of it.
But if you go to that man-to-man defense, and I know Coach Jones, I've been knowing him a long time, he's going to attack whoever Seneca Shealy is guarding because he's got 3 fouls. He also knows that Seneca Shealy is Chillsburg's leading scorer. If you get him out of the game early in that third quarter, it could lead to another big run by the Aggies because when you take – I call these games for these Chillsburg Tigers. When you take Seneca Shealy out of the game, all of a sudden your offense really goes from up here to down here. Now, I'm not saying other guys can't score. They can. But he's the one they really depend on to rise up and get that jump shot. So whoever he's guarding, whether it's Corbin Patterson, whether it's Aiden Crow, I got a feeling you'll see Coach Joel Jones go right at him.
But you got to be weary. Sylacauga in that second quarter, a lot of it, they were trying to do too much ISO ball, not enough ball movement, not enough off-ball movement, a lot of standing around watching about two guys trying to create some offense. You've got to make the Childersburg defense move, work for it, or they're just going to clamp down on you and make it difficult to score an isolation basketball.
Real quick, before we go to a break and get to second half action, you know, we talked about the area tournament money. I want to let everybody know that the girls and the boys are actually playing at the same time. Monday, the girls will be at Briarwood, number one Briarwood, playing our number four seeded girls. And then at Nichols-Lawson will be Sylacauga at 6 o'clock Monday evening at the same time as the girls. They'll be hosting Shelby County. That ought not be a problem for our Aggies.
It should not be a problem. Both games, Sylacauga's played against Shelby County, had been at 5 o'clock in the second half. I don't expect it to be any different. But area tournaments, you never know what could happen. But Sylacauga, they played their best basketball as of recently.
28-21, the Aggies have a 7-point lead over the Chillsburg Tigers. Will step aside and take another timeout. You're listening to Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggies Sports Network.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication, research, and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Don't let heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machine for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Looking for exciting activities and fitness opportunities? Sylacauga Parks and Recreation offers something for everyone. From sports leagues and fitness classes to community events and outdoor adventures, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation programs are designed to keep you active and engaged. Explore beautiful parks, join a recreational league, or participate in family-friendly events. Make the most of your free time and connect with your community. Visit Sylacauga Parks and Recreation online at sylacauga.recdesk.com for more information.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on, and it was rough. Back and forth with a mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga, and he told me, regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive, and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is insured by State Farm Agent Alvia Steers of Sylacauga for auto to life insurance. Alvia Steers has you covered. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, a little bit of foul trouble for both of these teams. The Aggies have got three players, or is it four?
Four.
four with two fouls. And then, of course, Julesburg's got Seneca Sheely with three, Devontae Fairman with a couple, and I think, if memory serves me correct, I think Devin Williams has got a couple. So here we go. The Aggies will have the basketball first as we start this third quarter. They lead it by seven, 28-21. And, well, I tell you, hats off. You heard in the commercials there from Bob Malone at Star Physical Therapy. Hats off to him, this Aggie staff, for getting Eric O'Neill ready. He looked like he was in serious pain. As Jordan Robinson takes the run on the right side, says, man, that's a shot. Good. He will get fouled, and I think. Thought it was. So Jordan continues his good offensive play, especially in this building. And he hits the first free throw. He'll get one more. I got to ask you, as playoff started there, how do you think the Yankees do from the free throw line team-wise?
All season they've been pretty consistent. Aiden Crow, Roberson, Franklin, Eric O'Neill, leading away from the free throw line. They're all really, really good shooters.
Jordan gets 2 of 2 and gets the Yankees their biggest lead of the game. And for the first time, here comes full court pressure. Just throw it in. Gotta throw over the three. That's a big shot for Childersburg. If they start hitting a couple of three, you might think about getting out of that press.
That's exactly what will happen. Sure, out of the press.
Corbin Patterson spins in the lane, and D.D. Smith is going to catch him on the arm. And Patterson will go to the charity stripe. 6-point lead, 30-24, with 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, just underway in the second half. His first one's good. And their success at the charity stripe continues. 7-point lead. Now make it 8. Aggies shooting very well from the free throw line. They back out of that pressure this time. And Tay Fairman will bring it down the court for Coach Johnny Johnson. T.D. Smith to Devin Williams. Devin back to Tay, trying to beat Corbin in the middle of the lane. About lost it. Got it to T.D. Now Devin Williams. He's being trapped and is thrown away. Stolen away by Corbin Patterson. He'll go up. Misses the layup. Tried to get a tip with Eric O'Neill. It wouldn't go. I mean, you got to have them.
Got to have the easies.
And Pat Fairman goes down the lane. His layup can't go. And the Aggies will take the lead. Here's Patterson. Jordan. They got out on the three. Tried to drive. Cut off by Bay Truss. And Corbin Patterson throws up a three to no avail. And Childersburg will get to rebound, slow things down a little bit, but trailing our Aggies by 8. Here's Tate Truss working against Crow. He'll give it to Devin Williams, now to Brandon Calhoun. Truss, he thought about a three. He'll give it to Devin, and Devin is good from the top of the key again and cuts the lead back to 5. Williams is a streaky shooter, I'll tell you. If he's not hitting, he won't take many, but if he hits a couple like he has early on here in the third quarter, look out.
Doing his best Jordan Roberson impression right now early in this third quarter.
Here's Corbin Patterson working against TD. Silicaga finally got a three-pointer from Aiden Crow. It won't go. Here's Childersburg. Devin on baseline. No good. And Silicaga's out to the run. CJ, he'll lay it up. No good. And that's going to be the third foul on Tay Fairman. And just for your question, Coach Johnny Johnson didn't start Seneca Sheely in the second half. He's still on the Tiger bench. And now his other starting guard has 3 fouls as well. Aggie's trying to get it in bounds. Crow's got it. Backing up, and I think Tay Truss knocked that off of Aiden Crow's leg, and it goes out of bounds. Crow's not having his normal night.
not his normal night at all. Struggle. You're going to have those games as a basketball player. You got to figure out other ways to impact the game, though, for Aiden Crow outside of scoring baskets.
I think one thing he needs to do, as T.D. Smith will go down lane, he's going to be fouled. See which Aggie they get this on. I think that'll be on Corbin Patterson.
His first.
Now, let me say, when you're struggling as a basketball player, what's the one thing your coaches tell you to do? Drive to the hoop, get fouled, and let's see a free throw go in, and maybe that gets you going. You know, he needs to get to the line.
I actually had a referee one time. I was shooting three-pointers, wasn't having my best night, and he walked next to me and said, drive in the paint. If you get fouled, I'll let you know.
Yeah. I mean, coaches tell you that all the time, especially guys who shoot it well. As T.D. Smith makes his first, he'll get one more. And he draws the Tigers to within three, 32-29. Timeout on the floor. How about let's take a timeout with them? You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network on Mix 106.5.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Welcome back to Childersburg. Things getting a little hairy here, and you know, the crowd really has been a lot quieter than it was in the girls' game, hasn't it?
Sylacauga's kept them at bay with Jordan Roberson's aerobics early in this basketball game.
Jordan all the way on the other side of the floor right now. We've got the basketball on this side with Corbin. He'll move it around, give it up to C.J. Franklin, top of the key. Corbin will try a long three off the front iron. Nice rebound by Aiden Crow. Gets it to Jordan on the baseline. He give up a three and hits a baseline shot.
That's exactly what Aiden Crow has to do. You're not shooting the ball well. Go down there, get some loose balls, get some rebounds, and did it right there for Jordan Robertson. Turned into an easy two-point mid-range shot for Jordan.
Jordan's going to pick up a foul right there, though. He's going to foul Tay Fairman. Tay will go to the free throw line. Tay playing with three fouls, and Coach Johnny Johnson just believes, I think, Alex, if he can weather the storm here and keep this thing to 4 or 5 point lead, then he brings Seneca Sheely back in there. He's got a chance to win this basketball game.
But it shows you the confidence he has in a guy in Tate Fairman to not hit his fourth foul in this basketball game. He has confidence he's going to go in there, play the defense he's known to play without picking up that fourth.
He hits two free throws and he cuts the lead to three again. I tell you, Tate Fairman's one of the best athletes in this school right here that we're playing in tonight. Here's Gabe Harrell, who's checked in. He'll give it back. This is Eric O'Neill driving, carried it on his hip, and that is a traveling call. And Joel Jones did not like that call, but did he? I thought he carried it on his hip. Now, whether he traveled or not with it, I don't know. Joburg has a chance to get to within one or tie it with a three-pointer. Tay Truss looking to get it to somebody, can't. Gets it to Devin Williams. Devin will give up a three-pointer. Drive, can't get it to go. Good rebound by Gabe Harrell, and he's going to be fouled by Devin Williams. That's a frustration foul on Devin Williams. And that's three on Devin Williams now, who you might not consider that to be a huge thing, especially offensively from a standpoint, but he's probably our best defender without Jacob Johnson in the lineup.
The last possession, that was about the fifth time I've counted where Sylacauga has left their feet trying to contest the jump shooter. You have got to chop your feet, contest the jump shooter without jumping.
And Gabe Harrell put it up, no good. Air ball, it gets tipped out, and there's Tay Fairman on the run. He's going to put it up. Tried to avoid the block of C.J. Franklin, and he couldn't get it to go. Here's the Aggies. Jordan, step back, three, off the iron, no good. And the Tigers will control the rebound. Down by three, 3.5 minutes to go. R. Childersburg to the Aggies. Here's T.D. He'll pull up from the free throw line. Good. That's a good-looking left-handed jump shot, and the Tigers are back to within one. I don't know if you bring Seneca Shealy back right now or not.
These other guys are picking it up for Killersburg, but Silicaga has got to, well, he made me quiet down real quick, but again, Silicaga, the guy bringing the ball down the court, doesn't pass, tries to go isolation ball. He makes a layup that time, but it, more times than not, has not turned out well.
Well, he knew, and there's going to be a foul on Gabe Harrell, and that's going to send T.D. Smith back to the line. One of the things that C.J. knew there, he's smart because when he drove that ball to the bucket, he knows that Tay Fairman has three fouls, and he knew he was not going to get any contact there. 36-33, Aggies. T.D. Smith at the line for two for Chillersburg. Can't get the first one to go. A little strong. Been a long time since we've seen Duke Fairman in the game for the Tigers, too. He has a situation, Alex, that a lot of people don't know about. They think he sits out because he's not doing his job. He has a lot of asthma issues, and that's a terrible thing to have if you play basketball. TD gets one of two, and it's a two-point Aggie lead with 2:54 to go in the third quarter. Great basketball game. We had a great girls' game. Childersburg won it by, what, four?
Four, yes.
Silicaga led most all game until late in that contest. CJ gets an open look at three. Can't get it to go. Good box out by Calhoun of Childersburg. Here come the Tigers with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Fairman will just back it out. And as long as Silicaga's going to back off of him, they're not going to do anything with it now. They'll give it to Calhoun. They'll give it to Tay Truss working against Aiden Crow. Devin Williams. He'll get it back to T.D. Smith. And the Tigers will try and set up another play, but now Devin Williams will go down the lane. He can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball. People are on the floor. Devin Williams has got it. T.D. puts it up and gets it to go. And we're tied. That's them 50-50 balls right there, and it looked like Chillsburg just wanted a little more than the Aggies.
That's the difference in a basketball game is who gets the 50-50 ball, who wants it more. Chillsburg, like you said, David, wanted it more right there.
Here's CJ working against TD. He kicks it in the corner to Eric O'Neill, but they're going to call a foul, and that one's going to be on Tay Truss, the senior, playing in his last home game here at Childersburg. Game tied. 36 all with a minute 36 to go, third quarter. And unless somebody gets on a hot streak, Alex Bauman, we're in for a good finish here.
The shooting woes for Silicaga have been brought back this game. Jordan Roberson's still the only Aggie to make a three-pointer.
And that foul put Childersburg over the limit here in the third quarter, so CJ will look at two free throws here. He's trying to give his team a two-point lead. He can't get the first one to go, a little short. He'll get another. And I think Coach Johnson's going to ride this whole third quarter with Seneca Shinovich. And CJ gets one of two and gives the Aggie a one-point lead. And here comes that pressure again. And they've got it in the corner. Chillsburg breaks it with Tay Truss. Kicks it in the corner for Devin. Devin Williams to Brandon Calhoun. Just inside the paint, good. And the Tigers have taken a one-point lead, 38-37. Go ahead.
Aiden Crow gambled for the steal and paid the price.
1:13 to go, third quarter. Aiden Crow top of the key working against Calhoun. Turns around, nice spin-around move. And that is Aiden Crow's first bucket of the game.
Hopefully that takes Lidoskin for him. Someone outside of Jordan Roberson has got to step up for Silicaga if they're going to beat Childersburg tonight.
And we played almost 20 minutes before he hit that shot. Tay Fairman from the top of the key. They'll let him shoot that every time. He couldn't make it again, and the Aggies with a one-point lead in the basketball, less than 40 seconds to go in the quarter. CJ, just a little one-on-one. Nobody wanted to come to him, and he kicks it in from just outside of the paint. And the Aggies are up by three again.
That was there early in the first quarter. You set the ball screen, you have the floater or the mid-range jump shot, and they're going right back to it.
Back and forth we go. 20 seconds in the quarter now. Silicaga by three, and it looks like Childersburg will hold for a final shot. Now, I'm going to make this statement whether Childersburg scores here, where they don't. Alex, this is the closest Childersburg's been this late in the game in any three games against the Aggies.
What they've done differently is they haven't let the pressure change what they're doing offensively.
T.D. Smith misses a three-pointer. It looked good, but it didn't go. And we're at the end of three. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter coming back. Aggies by three. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with eight locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network video stream is brought to you by Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. And by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. We got a good one here. Low scoring defensive game, but it's been a good one. 3-point Aggie lead as we start the fourth quarter. Chillsburg with the basketball. Boy, what a tough shot that Devontae Fairman just hit over C.J. Franklin. That's probably the toughest shot I've seen all night.
That's what you got to do in this basketball game, though. Physical battle. If you want a comparison to college basketball this year, I'd compare it to the Auburn-Tennessee game from last weekend.
1-point Aggie lead. A 3-point attempt by Aiden Crow from the top of the key, no good. Here comes the Tigers. Now, Chillsburg's done a good job since the first quarter of keeping the Aggies off the boards.
They have. Sylacauga is still leading the rebound battle right now, but Chillsburg's done a much better job.
Seneca Sheely from the free throw line, good, and the Tigers take back a 1-point lead. Here we go, back and forth again. C.J. Franklin for three. Back and forth. Here we go. The Aggies by two. What a basketball game, Alex.
This is going to be something special. Players going back and forth. Love to see it.
Here's Tay Fairman to Brandon Calhoun. He can shoot that three, and Crow gets out on him. That's one thing about it. These kids know each other. The coaches know. Fairman from the free throw line can't get it to go. Good rebound by C.J. Here comes the Aggies. 6:28 to go. C.J. with another three from the top of the key, and the Aggies open up a 5-point lead.
Uh-oh. C.J. Franklin's feeling it. Y'all better watch out.
I think he got the message from you that somebody need to help Jordan. Here's Tay Fairman. He'll back C.J. down, goes into the lane, and he got hammered. No call. And the Aggies come out of there with it. I know they'll take it. C.J. working against Tay. Boy, he started to pull up with another three there. And he'll try to take Tay down in the lane. Gets it up and in, and he's fouled.
C.J. Franklin, man.
He's taking over this quarter.
Somebody had to. Didn't have a good third quarter. C.J. Franklin said, okay, Coach Jones, I got you.
7-point Aggie lead. If he can connect on this free throw, correct me if I'm wrong, that'll match the biggest lead of the game. He can't do it. It'll go out of bounds off of Aiden Crow. It'll be Tiger basketball. Go ahead.
David, one thing to note, Tay Fairman now has picked up his fourth personal foul.
Yeah, that's huge for Coach Johnny Johnson. He's going to leave him on the floor. I think at this point, I think you have to. 5:48 to go in the game, and you're down by seven. And Sylacauga's starting to heat up from the arc.
Might have to put him on someone else besides C.J. Franklin if Franklin's going to heat up like he is.
Yeah, here's Seneca Sheely with the basketball for Coach Johnson. He'll pull up just inside the top of the key. That is a 2-point shot, and that foul is going to go against Eric O'Neill. And Eric has nothing on his hand now, does he? Or does he? Yeah, I see it's still there now on his right hand. But Seneca Shealy been sent out the whole third quarter. He come in the fourth and hit a shot from the free throw line. Now he's going to get two free throws. He hits the first to draw the Tigers to within six of the Aggies. One more coming for Scoop, and he's nothing but net on both. And it's a five-point Aggie lead. Chillsburg coming in with a little token pressure, man-to-man of their self. Here's CJ, now guarded by T.D. Smith. He'll give it to Corbin. Nobody picked him up. Corbin's going to go right down the lane and lay it in. That was a product of Devontae Fairman having four fouls. He couldn't trail him and couldn't get a foul. Seneca Shealy for three, can't get it, and Devin Williams reverses it back in on the rebound, and it's back to a five-point lead again, 51-46. What we thought was a low-scoring game has kind of come on to be a pretty good offensive second half for both of these teams.
Both coaches seem to implore their teams in this fourth quarter, someone step up, get me a basket.
Let's see if Coach Joel Jones runs a little clock here. He's got Corbin Patterson working against TD. Spin move. Gives it to CJ down the lane, up and in. You just cannot beat that. And he probably should have been at the free throw line with an and one. Back to a seven-point lead, 53-46. This is where Childersburg has really kind of honed up in the last couple of games against the Aggies and couldn't get nothing to go. And Seneca Shealy had a tough contested shot right there. That was good defense by Corbin Patterson. And the Aggies get the rebound and now up by seven. Look to run a little clock. Maybe now ISO as CJ goes right by Devin Williams. Goes in. That was a good block by Brandon Calhoun.
Wouldn't have been blocked if CJ used his right hand to try to go over the lefty and left it easy to get blocked.
Seneca Shealy gets around his man, is poked away from behind. It'll be Tiger basketball. I think Jordan Roberson was the one to knock that thing out of bounds. 3:51 to go in the game. The Aggies up by seven, 53-46, trying for the season sweep of Childersburg. Boy, they left T.D. Smith alone in the lane. How does that happen?
Caught ball watching the inbound pass. Nobody picked him up, and he just strolled his way right under the basket.
Laid it in. 5-point Aggie lead, 3:40 to go in the game. Here's Corbin working against TD. Gets in the lane, gets it out to CJ. Baseline, back to Corbin out top. Jordan Roberson's got it. You better believe Devin Williams is going to be out on him almost at half court. Trying to go by him, can't do it. He'll work again, and now Jordan will get in the lane, kick it out. CJ for three. That's an air ball. And the Tigers control the rebound, and that was not a good foul by Aiden Grove. He has just had a frustrated night, hasn't he?
Frustrated. Only 2 points. He has seven rebounds, so that's a bright spot. But three personal fouls, has not been able to get into a groove, having to come in and out of the basketball game with the foul trouble.
He comes out of the game, and this is the first time we've seen Tristan Whetstone for a while.
Surprising considering how well Whetstone played in that first half.
5-point Aggie lead. Tigers with a basketball. Seneca Shealy from the free throw line. That's good. He elevates and he gets a good look at it. He can knock it down and it's a 3-point game. 2:50 to go in the game. Aggies with a 3-point lead and the ball. Here's CJ Franklin. By far the most competitive game between these two teams.
By far.
And we go in with a layup and miss it. I believe that was Tristan Whetstone with a miss. Devin Williams will get his layup. He'll kick it out, scoop for three. No good. And the Aggies get it and they want to run. Here's Eric O'Neill and they're going to call a foul. And the crowd didn't like that as Devin Williams very close to getting a technical foul here.
That's Devin Williams' fourth foul as well. So another key player for Childersburg with four personal fouls.
We talked about the Aggies' free throw shooting. They're going to have to do it here if they want to win this game. Of course, they call that on the floor, so I thought he should have been at the line, but the Aggies will inbound it underneath their goal. I don't know how many team fouls Childersburg has this quarter, but they're not in it yet. Here's CJ. working against Devontae Fairman, who has four fouls. Let's see if he tries to take him ISO to the goal. He'll get a screen from Tristan Whetstone. Three from the top of the key for C.J. Franklin. That is ice water in his veins. Six-point Tiger lead, or excuse me, Aggie lead. Scoop will get it for Chillsburg just inside the three-point line. His shot no good. And the Aggies now control this thing with a minute 43 to go, up by six and the basketball. And Coach Joel Jones wants to talk about it. He'll instruct his team. That is a full timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Well, we'll try to keep it here for the rest of this 139. Strategy for Joel Jones, calling a timeout there with the basketball. Six-point lead, a minute 39 to go. What do you tell his team?
Take care of the basketball, run the offense, and maybe selfishly get the ball to C.J. Franklin because he's in the zone right now.
And one thing you got to do is you're going to have to hit your free throws because they're going to foul at some point in time. Here's C.J. with it, gives it up to Corbin Patterson, rolling around. Tay can't foul him. They're not going to have much of a choice, and they're going to call. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Chillsburg's bench went absolutely nuts, and that's going to be the fifth foul on Tay Fairman. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't see much on that.
The way this game is in refereed, I don't agree with that call, but I'd like to see them let them battle out at the top.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it for the kid. He's such a competitor. Here's C.J. Franklin with the basketball. The Aggies have a six-point lead and the Rock with 1:16 to go in the game. Just take care of the basketball. Hit your free throws when they foul you. And you should get out of here with your 24th win of the year. They keep playing back and forth. Childersburg is going to have to come out and start fouling here as T.D. Smith against C.J. Franklin. Crossover gets him, and here's Corbin Patterson. We're under a minute to go, and they're just taking their time. I mean, if you don't foul, we're going to walk out of here with a victory. C.J., and he dribbled it off his leg. So, you know.
Looked like it was off T.D. Smith's foot right there. Referee, huge miss.
I think it went off of C.J. first, but I think you're right. I think it hit T.D. later, but they're not going to ask for help. It'll be Chillsburg basketball. They'll get it into Seneca Sheely with 35 seconds to go. Chillsburg's got to have some threes here. He's going to go in the middle of the lane, kick it out to T.D. Smith. That shot blocked by C.J. It'll go out of bounds off of Sylacauga, though. 26 seconds. And I think we're going to have another timeout. We'll hold it right here. 26.9 to go is an eternity, really, in basketball. But with a three-point shot, Alex, you're down by six if you're Childersburg. You got to start firing up threes, but you can't be just haphazard with them. You got to take what's good.
Childersburg, they don't have the benefit to take an easy layup here like most teams would. Sylacauga is one of the best free throw shooting teams in the state, so you're going to have to shoot a three-pointer here, but you cannot force up something that's heavily contested, right, like they did right there. You got to find the best shot.
Now, I think if you're Coach Joel Jones, when the Aggies get this basketball back, you got to get it in the hands of Jordan Roberson and C.J. Franklin and try to salt this thing away. And Childersburg gets it inside to Tate Truss, who is fouled, and he's going to go to the free throw line. And that's the last thing you want to do if you're Sylacauga, is give them a chance to score with the clock stopped.
They could easily get a missed free throw and a putback at the rim or a three-pointer, so not what you want if you're Joel Jones.
0.4 seconds went off the clock, and I'll tell you, from covering these guys, Tate Truss is a pretty good free throw shooter as a senior, big bulky guy. He gets the first to go. 5-point Aggie lead, 26.3 seconds to go. And I can assure you, you're going to see full court pressure from Shillersburg, but they can't get it to go. But Tate Truss gets his own rebound. He's going to go up and go in. My goodness, and Johnny Johnson gets a timeout, and just like that, if you don't rebound, it's a three-point game, Alex.
That's exactly what I feared for Sylacauga, is Tate Truss makes that first one, misses the second one, and you get either a two or a three. That cannot happen.
And he run down his own rebound. I mean, you know, you got to box out on those free throws. So now you're going to see a foul. And if you're Childersburg at this point in time of the game, 20.8 seconds to go, you can't be choosy who commits the foul. They've got to commit it pretty quick, I think, don't you?
Have to commit it pretty quick. But Sylacauga, you got to identify who you want the basketball. Jordan Roberson, C.J. Franklin, who's inbounding it, so you're most likely going to have to get it to Jordan Roberson.
You know, and I'm not questioning Coach Jones, Joel Jones at all, but when you have maybe one of your worst guys throwing it in.
C.J. Franklin's the football quarterback, so I trust him the most.
Yeah. And they get it into Jordan Roberson, and he is fouled from T.D. Smith. He'll go to the line. Actually, no, he won't. I don't know how close Childersburg is in the limit. Coach Joel Jones wanted an intentional foul there. You're not going to get that. Not here tonight. I don't know how close they are. I don't know how many times they've got a foul. They get it into Jordan again. He's being chased, and
that's,
he throws it away.
Big no-no.
Seneca Sheely's got it. He'll get it to Brandon Calhoun. Back to Sheely for three, and that's an air ball, and Jordan's got the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Childersburg on Tate Truss. And Joel Jones is absolutely livid at somebody on his team.
It's Jordan Roberson. The senior makes the biggest mistake, throws the ball up in the air for anybody to get it. You're about to get fouled. Just hold on to it. You're the best free throw shooter on the court right now. Just hold on to the basketball, and you're going to get fouled in two free throws.
And I thought Johnny Johnson might get a technical, as Seneca Sheely took that three-pointer. Somebody come out and raked him on his arm. They didn't catch it, and I thought Coach Johnson was going to go haywire. And now with 5.9 seconds to go, Jordan gives the Aggies a four-point lead. In all probabilities now, you just stand there and you win the game. Don't foul. They can't hit a four-point play. And it's going to take them longer than 5 seconds to get down the floor. He misses it and gets his own rebound. How about that? And that's going to be – they're actually going to call a jump ball. And that's going to be Sylacauga basketball with 2.3 seconds to go. And all the Aggies got to do is get it inbounds with a four-point lead, really. C.J. will trigger it in. You trust him, and he gets it in to Jordan, and that's going to be it. Ball game. The Aggies sweep the series against the Childersburg Tigers, but Alex Bauman, this one was a lot closer than the other two.
Way, way closer. Great basketball game. Love it. The Aggies out on top.
And, of course, the Aggies go 24-3 on the year. They'll go into their area tournament as area champions, and they'll play Shelby County at home at Nichols Lawson on Monday night at 6 o'clock. You can hear that right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Any closing thoughts before we go?
Yeah, player of the game. We got so many players. Jordan Roberson in that first half. Uber, uber talented play he had. 13 points, finished it with 18 on the night. You had C.J. Franklin in that fourth quarter. He was the difference maker for the Sylacauga Aggies. Finished with, let's see if I can count it up real quick, 9, 10, 12, 14, 16, and then 3-3. So that's 16 plus 9. David, just quick math.
25 points for C.J. Franklin.
So he'll end up being the star physical therapy player of the game for the Sylacauga Aggies. C.J. Franklin 25 points along with 6 rebounds. And we identified at the start of the game winning the rebound battle if you're Silicaga. They did that. You had Jordan Roberson with 8, Aiden Crow with 7, TJ Franklin with 6, Corbin Patterson with 4, Kinson with 3 rebounds. So you had every player on the court that checked in attacking the glass on both ends.
Yeah, and I'll say this, it's a good thing Aiden Crow had a good night rebounding, because he did not in the scoring column, did he? 2 points?
But sometimes you don't score, you find other ways to impact the game, and that's what Crow did.
He's a senior. He helped them win. 57-53, Silicaga wins it over the Childersburg Tigers. And Alex Bauman or Michael Adair plus Jeremy Law, they'll see you on Monday night from Nichols Lawson as the Aggies go 24 on the season, and they'll host Shelby County on Monday night. God bless you, everybody. So long from the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Alvia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Silicaga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Silicaga, Silicaga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Silicaga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.